Chapter 4. Jane Leaves Lowood. As the winter changed to spring, Helen's cough became worse.
Helen, why don't you go and see Miss Temple?
It's not just me. Half the girls in the school are sick.
Illness passed from girl to girl. Jane was worried about her friend.
You will never get better here. Our clothes are too thin, and we are always cold and hungry.
Some of the girls died. They were buried in a graveyard nearby. Miss Temple tried to take care of Helen.
You can sleep in my room, Helen. You'll be warmer there.
One day, Jane saw a carriage leaving the school.
That's the doctor. I wonder if he has been to see Helen.
That night, Jane secretly went to Miss Temple's room.
Helen, are you awake?
Jane, is that you? What are you doing here?
I couldn't sleep. I had to see you.
You have come to say goodbye. You are probably just in time.
Jane did not realize that Helen was dying.
Are you going somewhere? Are you going home?
I'm going to my last home. I'm going to God.
Jane lay on the bed and put her arms around her friend.
Don't be sad, Jane. We will meet again in heaven.
She kissed Helen and after a while fell asleep. When she woke up the next morning, Miss Temple was there.
Where's Helen?
She's at peace now, Jane. She died during the night.
After the deaths of Helen and the other girls, there was a public investigation of Lowood School.
Mr. Brocklehurst, we have found that the food, clothing, and accommodation for the girls are not satisfactory. We are going to appoint an inspector to supervise the school.
Mr. Brocklehurst was humiliated, but conditions at the school improved. Jane stayed there for 8 years. During her last 2 years, she worked as a teacher. She was now a young woman, and Miss Temple was one of her friends. One day...
Jane, I have some important news to tell you. I'm going to get married.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
It means that I will leave Lowood. I will have to move to another part of the country.
I will miss you. The place will not be the same without you.
Jane decided that it was time for her to leave the school too.
I haven't been away from Lowood since the day I arrived. I would like to see a little more of the world.
She put an advertisement in the paper.
Young lady with teaching experience wishes to find work in a family with children under 14. She's qualified to teach English, French, drawing and music. Please reply to J.E., the post office, Lowood. There. Now let's see if anybody wants to give me a job.
A week later, Jane called into the post office.
Excuse me, are there any letters for J.E.?
Yes, there's just one. Here you are.
Jane returned to her room and opened the letter.
If you provide satisfactory references, I can offer you a position as a governess teaching one girl aged 9. The salary will be £30 per year. Please reply to Mrs. Fairfax, Thornfield Hall, near Millcote. That sounds perfect for me. I know Miss Temple will give me a good reference.
A few weeks later, Jane packed her things and finally said goodbye to Lowood.